Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 360. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. Thank you for listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your support by taking the time out to give us a listen. And if you get a chance, please drop by iTunes and give us a rating. Of course, a positive rating would always help, but stop by there and leave a rating, leave a comment, whatever you want to do. That all helps the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And we are happy to take your questions or comments by email, and you can reach me at barry@hometravelagent.net. And you can find the Home Base Travel Agent Show at hometravelagent.net and in the iTunes store as well. And you can download the shows on our website, and those shows go all the way back to August of 2008, which is back to show number 170. A lot of information there, folks. You may want to go back and take a listen to our back catalog. And if you want to go all the way back to show number 1, you can find that and the shows from 1 to 169 and more. Although you would go back to, I'll get it right, you can go to hometravelagent.blogspot.com. Again, if you want to listen to our earlier shows, go to hometravelagent.blogspot.com. Now, I'm curious, do you run your business from more than one location, maybe from home part-time, or maybe the rest of the time from a vacation home, or maybe a winter destination? Now, I'd like to know what kind of technology you use to keep your business going wherever you might be. Because Gail and I are making preparations to travel down to Florida, our winter destination this year. And I'm curious what technology you might use. You know, I know what kind of technology I use, but I'm always interested in hearing what you might use to keep your business in place as you travel about. Let me know. Drop me an email at barry@hometravelagent.net. Now, Lorraine is off. She's off on an adventure this month, but I'm pleased to have two guests on the show. And we're going to talk about tours to Italy and what it takes to create a tour and technology that will assist you in putting together an itinerary, whether you have one person traveling or 100 people traveling. So let's make it simple and let's get started. So here we go. Well, today in the virtual studio, I have Rem Malloy, owner of Italy for Real, italyforreal.com, and Scott Rutz. He's the director of marketing and sales for Travify, and Rem is the owner of Italy for Real. And we're going to talk a little bit about the tour industry today and what it takes maybe to become a tour operator. I know a lot of travel agents out there have an interest in creating tours or doing tours, maybe a short tour, get your feet wet. But anyhow, before we get into all that, I want to let these guys introduce themselves. So I'm going to turn it over to Rem and have him tell us a little about himself. Rem?
Hey, Barry. Hey, Scott. Since about 1995, Italy for Real is kind of focused on custom trip planning, so kind of I want to go here and want to do this and do that, considered FIT. And then we do also small group tours. So that's kind of my specialty. And we take 6 to 8 to 10 people on these small trips. We kind of focus on Western Europe, Italy, of course, number one, then France, UK, Ireland. We also do Greece. We do a lot of combo kind of trips, so people doing multi-country, kind of an Italy-France combo or a Germany-Austria, that kind of thing. And we also love, like, countryside locations, like agriturismos in Tuscany or bed and breakfasts in France, that kind of thing. Small boutique, hands-on.
Ooh, that sounds wonderful. I'm
ready. Wow. Yeah, I know. I'm sitting here daydreaming. I don't even know what
Where's
to say
Where's the glass
now.
Of wine?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can't help but think of the book by Richard Mail, A Year in Provence, and that I just love that book. now I've got memories of it going.
Very descriptive, yeah, absolutely.
And Scott,
Yeah, absolutely. No, thanks so much for having us on the show. It's really exciting to be here. Love what you guys do for the industry. But my name is Scott Rutz. I do marketing and sales with Travify. Travify is a software, a trip planning software, and we build software and tools for the travel industry. But really what that means is, you know, I get to spend a lot of time talking with travel agents and tour operators, concierge, travel professionals, just to hear, you know, what's their day like? What are they, you know, what are the things they beat their head against the wall, you know, trying to do that we can create efficiencies or help them, you know, things like that. So that's kind of just a little bit about what we do, but we build one specific product, you know, Travify for travel agents that I'll share about a little bit later. But thank you so much for having us today. It's really, really great.
Yeah, thank you for being our guest. And Rem, jumping back to you, maybe we can get into a little bit more detail about Italy for Real and
sure.
Maybe even talk a little bit, maybe a little bit to travel agents who may want to start a tour business and mm-hmm. don't know quite how to go about it.
But well, you know, you got to start from personal relationships. It's impossible to know the world from the seat of a chair in a screen. You have to get out there and you have to research your destination. That's number one. And you have to build personal relationships with the suppliers. That's number two. And you know, we focus on that. And that gives us the ability to control our customer's experience all the way through by having these personal relationships. Because when something happens at the front desk of a hotel and they overbook, which happens quite a bit, it's those personal relationships which will preserve the getting bumped out of your hotel. Because if you have booked from just the internet and you're just another somebody offering a large website booking kind of thing, and you're just number and a file, then chances are that's going to be bumped, and the person that has a relationship with the hotel is going to keep their rooms. And so those types of things, you know, my recommendation to anybody thinking about getting into the business is build those relationships first, and then have friends and family and everybody else but a real customer go on your trip.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then maybe after, you know, a handful of trips, you maybe can dish it out to the public, because it's all great until it's not great. And when it's not great and you're responsible for the safety and not only the enjoyment, but the safety and well-being of a group of people in a foreign country, which they don't speak the language or know how things work, you must be prepared for that in every scenario. So, you know, go ahead.
You sound like you've been through that a time or two.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have stories. We should do a show just on that, right?
That could be entertaining.
Yeah, good. So, tell us a little bit more about Italy for Real. You know, what makes you guys unique? How do you operate?
Sure.
What are the fun things that you do?
Sure. Well, I think what makes Italy for Real unique is that we do everything by hand, by scratch, start from the beginning on every single customer, and nothing is cookie cutter. And so that really makes it a unique and one-on-one experience with the agent and the customer, and their trip is a one-on-one kind of creation from the agent's experience and the mind of the client, and they build we really focus on experience. You know, we don't personally talk about price until we've talked about what type of travel you are and what do you like to do, and do you like museums? Do you like sit in a cafe? Are you a busy person? So it's really the personal relationship that you build with the customer to kind of know what they want to do. And that transmits into trips that these people would take if they knew exactly where they were going. If they lived in the place that they wanted to visit, how would they travel? And they would travel smoothly. They would use the local transportation. They would rent a car maybe in a certain country area, but they would be pedestrian in a city, those types of things. And those types of details all are panned out at the beginning of the process. And then those are built up into a day-by-day plan, and then that's filled in with all these types of accommodations and things. So I think what makes us different is that's a lot of work. That's a whole lot of work, man hours into each client, which is wonderful. It's why, you know, we have a devoted following and we are unique in that. But it's tech and being able to take that and organize it and become efficient in the office is the challenge behind that uniqueness. And I think that's where Travify comes in.
Yeah. Now, what are some of your bigger barriers that you have to overcome, you know, in your business?
Sure. You know, I think technology is definitely a help and a hindrance. You know, back in the day, before, you know, companies like Travify, you know, we were doing everything by hand, you know, in Word documents and even Notepad, even before that, you know. And so, you know, because we're not cookie cutter, because we're not a web-based ordering, you know, company where you just click, you know, package A and that goes into your shopping cart and then you buy it. You know, because we're very customized, you know, the barriers that, you know, Italy for Real has found is that being organized on a customized basis is very difficult. Because, you know, one customer might want to find a family member in some nook and cranny of Italy. And another one might want to, you know, do an Italy, France, Germany combo trip. And so you have to start those day by day itineraries by scratch each time. You know, there'll be some similarities, like, you know, you may have an airport transfer that can be a cut and paste item or something like that. But typically, when you really are talking about what the client wants, it's those day-by-day details and staying organized that seem to be the biggest challenge.
Yeah, and I would imagine another challenge would be to be in working with a lot of different suppliers and, you know, a couple, you know, off the top of my head might be hotels and restaurants, but I'm sure there's a lot more suppliers out there than that that you have to deal with.
Sure, sure. You know, transportation is a big one. You have to deal with taxis and private car and driver services. Of course, city guides. You know, Italy for Real has their own staff of guides in our different countries because, you know, guides can be like a boring textbook, you know, lots of information but not very, you know, personal. Or they can be lively but not very focused on history. So you kind of have to know, again, personal relationships, the people that you're sending to your clients. You know, you're passing off your clients to these suppliers, and they represent you. You know, they represent you and they must represent you in a way that you would do yourself if you were actually in the car opening the door. And so it's again, personal relationships. You can't find that type of representation or that type of relationship to a customer through the internet. It's got to be face-to-face or on the phone or that type of thing. So, yeah, the challenge is becoming in finding suppliers that you like to use but you don't know. And so then, you know, you have to maybe depend upon your customer that's traveled with you 28 times. You say, hey, how would you like a free airport transfer? and get to try out, you know, Mario or Giuseppe or whoever it is, and let me know how they do. But it's always testing and knowing your product and what's going out to your customers, no matter where that supplier is.
Now, do you go on every trip?
Not every trip. No, I guide. I personally guide 2 to 4 trips a year. Just finished with 2 trips. That's where I spoke with Scott. I was in Rome when I spoke to him on a trip, and I do that because I don't ever want to guide from the seat of a chair. The company. I need to know what my customers are experiencing. I want to know what the changes on the ground are like. I want to know, and I can only do that by going personally and leading it and understanding it. And I do that 4 times. And so outside of that, we have our set of drivers and our guides and our local contacts and things that meet our customers when they get there and take care of them if they travel their own.
Now, I can't help but ask you, food's a big thing. At least it's a big thing for me.
Oh my gosh, food, it's unreal. Yeah. Food is one of those things, it's so good in so many different places that you must divide the countries into the food zones. So, for example, in Italy, you go northern for red sauces and you go southern for cream and butter sauces, and you start breaking it up like that because it's so good and so prevalent that you can just go crazy everywhere. It's really wonderful.
And for a lot of people, that's got to be a big part of their tour, especially to Italy, I would think.
Oh, yeah. I believe, food and wine are prevalent, I think, all throughout Western Europe. I mean, I think when you get into London and things like that, the typical bland English food, that typically can be true. You have to kind of find your nooks and crannies. But when you get into, the culinary styles of France and things like that, and, of course, Italy, of course, everybody's been to an Italian restaurant, but it's a little bit different there. One of the things is pepperoni. People expect pepperoni everywhere. Well, there's no such creature as pepperoni in Italy. That's an Americanized term. They expect garlic to be in every dish, and you rarely see it. And so it's things like that. But
how about pizza in every restaurant there?
Oh, pizza everywhere. Pizza, but different. People are surprised by Italian pizza because, number one, it's flat, very flat and thin. But mm-hmm. say you order a pizza that has four ingredients. Say you order a pizza that has, let's say, artichokes and ham and basil and something else. Well, in America, they would sprinkle all that onto the pizza evenly. Well, in Italy, they segment it. So you'd have your artichoke area, then you have your olive area, and then you'd have your – and so you eat it in these sections. And that's very interesting that people segment mm-hmm. their pizzas,
It's, well, that's very organized. Scott, that might really appeal to you.
That might, actually. keep it clean, keep it divided, yeah.
That's right.
That's right. We were teasing Scott about how organized he is just before we started the recording here on the show, so that I couldn't help but segue that into it.
Perfect.
So, Rama, if a travel agent maybe wanted to work with you, how would you do that?
Well, we work with travel agents all the time. Unfortunately, the typical travel agent doesn't get to go to the destination as many times as they'd like, of course. And so they depend upon us for that on-the-ground changing information. For example, like a section of highway inside Rome was recently closed, and it was difficult to get to the airport, so you needed to have extra time there. And so that on-the-ground updated information they depend upon us for. And so we work with a lot of travel agents in helping them on their back end. And we do a lot of things that they'd like are beneficial to them. We offer net pricing so they can – everybody's pricing structure sometimes is different. So we offer net. We do all of our documents branded with the agent's logo. So that's kind of nice so that they can kind of represent themselves as the expert in a way. And we also pay our commissions to our agents before the clients travel. And typically, the agent doesn't see their commission until way, way after they return. And so basically when we get when the customer pays us, we pay out our commissions. And so that's fair. And that's the way we'd like to be treated. And so there you go.
Wow. Yeah.
So we'll give you an opportunity to do this again before the end of the show, Rem. But if a travel agent wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that? Or anybody.
Agents or customers info at italyforreal.com, the number four. For any questions, of course, the website italyforreal.com, and we're at toll free at 1-800-554-5170. That's 1-800-554-5170. We're open Monday through Friday, Pacific Standard Time. We're out of around Seattle, Washington for our U.S. office, and we have one in Rome as well.
Oh, nice. So, Scott.
Yeah.
What is Travify, and what are customers looking for? What's the experience there?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a great question, and really to kind of go off of what Rem spoke to, and one of the things that really kind of really attracted me to Italy for Real and how they go about things is really that personal experience, that it's It's not, you know, a cookie cutter type of package and that type of thing. And kind of to go off of that, you know, it's I think the experience is what customers have really been are always looking for with travel, because, you know, it's 2015. Technology offers a lot of great things for the travel industry. And, you know, as I speak with lots of agents and tour operators, you know, I always, in the conversation, it always sounds like there's a part of those agents or tour operators that, you know, have a little bit of fear against, you know, technology, that it might, you know, some component might replace them. And the thing that I always go back to is, you know, it's their experience and those personal connections, like Rem spoke to, that make agents and tour operators irreplaceable, and they can offer such amazing experiences and services because they are, you know, the people on the ground, knowing the things, having the personal connections. And, you know, when a customer is booking a trip, one of the, you know, common things of surveys out there, they want to know what are the special things that make it just an amazing experience for them. What's the perfect little gelato place around the corner, or the best place to have wine or sushi in San Francisco, or, you know, don't take the red eye because you'll feel terrible the next morning because, you know, then you have to jump on the train. You know, that type of expertise is so important. And that's what agents and tour operators have, is that expertise. It's just, you know, it's just amazing. And so to make a long story short, that's really what Travify on our side, where we build tools for the travel industry, for agents and tour operators. One of the things we've tried to do is simplify everything so that agents and tour operators can showcase their expertise without it taking lots and lots more time, because they, you know, literally time is the commodity that we all have equally. You know, all of us have different abilities and skills and assets and things like that, but time is the same for everyone. And so it's a great equalizer. And so we've tried to build tools that make agents and tour operators more efficient, be able to offer more expertise in minutes, and do those types of things for their customers without it costing them much more in terms of time.
I know Rem mentioned the paper and pencil process of laying out an itinerary, and I've done that before too. And, you know, that is time consuming and it changes. How does Travify simplify all that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So Travify, you know, we're this large travel planning platform that we've built. And one of the things that we created as we built that platform is an itinerary builder. And once we launched it, I'm not kidding you, we started seeing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of travel agents and tour operators and travel planners starting to use it. They just found it through Google search and started using it. And so we started chatting with some of these agents, and they would say, you know, the itinerary builder that you guys have put out there, so much faster, so much better than what I was doing previously, you know, these itineraries with Travify, but is there any way that I can just put my logo and my contact information on it? And so that's what we've just tried to do, is to create a really lightweight, easy to use tool for agents and tour operators to create a really rich, detailed itinerary, whether it's an FIT custom trip, or if it's a 7-day, Bahama cruise, that type of thing, Caribbean cruise, that is, they book, you know, 30 of those a year. And something that's really quick, really easy to use, that you can build all those custom details into the itinerary that you need to. You can import reservations via email parsing, things like that, and then be able to share a branded, beautiful, mobile-friendly itinerary with your customers via a web link or a PDF export. So that it really takes a lot of those steps out for agents and tour operators when they're building those things, that they can really create them and enhance them as they want to, work with customers, put in pricing, all of those types of things. That's where we've kind of tried to simplify the process.
You know, thinking back to my experiences of putting together bus tours, I did several of those, and I'm sure it's not too much different than at least in terms of people, putting together a bus tour, you're going to have new people coming in that want to go. you're going to have people that did want to go, but now they want to drop out. Mm-hmm. And you have people that want to bring their aunt along, or, you know, all of a sudden you have some last minute people that may want to jump in there. So there's a whole changing group of people changes is what I'm trying to get at. And it's very dynamic. How does that work with Travify?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So Travify has a wide range of products that work with different group sizes, things like that. You know, Travify for travel agents is our itinerary builder, itinerary tool where you can create custom branded itineraries with lots of rich details. So that's great for, you know, whether it's an individual or if it's an agent that's working with, you know, say a destination wedding or a large group, that type of thing. You can share those in any type of format, any size group. But then Travify also has, larger groups or agents that service larger groups or travel agencies. We also have a product called Travify Pro where we can actually create custom branded versions of our group travel planner, where it becomes very easy for the agent to invite in, you know, 20, 30 people, et cetera, into this trip planner, be able to communicate with them, engage with them, ask questions, create polls, those types of things. So there's a lot of different ways that we can actually cater to different size groups.
Okay. Great. And, you know, jumping back here to Rem, how do you use Travify?
Well, Travify has been a great time saver here in the office, and that's what we have been searching for years. I think every tour operator or agent is faced with the conundrum of how to produce unique itineraries with exceptional content on a repetitive basis, but still be able to change those things, update those things, and have there be a workflow involved that's easy to function, and still have it be easy to deliver and have the customer use. And so, you know, the conundrum is whether or not you A, try to build your own software as a company, or you try to find somebody that's doing something close to what you need. And, you know, building your own software, as probably Scott can testify, is a really expensive thing. It's not something that an agent or a tour operator wants to delve into. We don't want to be the, I guess, the pizza maker that has to deal with the accounting. We want to focus on making the greatest pizza. And so we want to focus on what we do best, and that's planning custom trips and guiding people around Europe. And so we need to be able to have an efficient back end. So my agents have been able to use Travify and probably take a custom trip that was done in Word and Excel that would probably take it, an hour to do. It's probably got it down to 15 minutes.
Wow.
And so that same type of process. And what's really fantastic is not only it, you know, from a back end organizational thing, it allows them to give the information to the customer in an electronic format that updates in real time no matter where they are in the world, as long as they have cell signal or Wi-Fi. So we're always dealing with itinerary changes, meeting points change, restaurants open and close in different days of the week in different countries. Things happen. You have to be flexible when you travel to Europe. Well, it's our job to make sure that those changes are handled before they impact the, you know, enjoyability of the customer. And so that's getting that information to the customer before they realize the meeting point has changed, or before they leave the hotel, the updated train schedule, that kind of thing. Well, Travify has been able to allow us to make those changes here in the office in Seattle, and wherever that person is in the world, they can refresh their phone in the Travify app and see that update information right there. Boom. Wow. Okay. So that right there just, you know, made trying to track them on the phone or send them a fax to the hotel or call the hotel front desk, which calls their room, that got rid of all of that. And so it streamlined the process for us, not only the back end for building, but the delivery and the way the customer interacts with their trip is really fantastic.
As a travel agent, jumping into something new like Travify, you know, I think, well, what kind of training do you have?
Well, the training that we've done it's kind of been very intuitive. It's really been wonderful. It's kind of like, if you buy an Apple iPhone, is there a 28-page manual that goes with it? No, there's nothing in the box because it's very intuitive. Well, Travify has been very intuitive for us as well. We're training our agents on it right now, and I probably spent 35 or 40 minutes with my agent, and they're already off on their own producing itineraries. And that's the quickest training turnaround we've had in a lot of the programs we've looked at, and Travify has made it easy peasy.
Wow, that's great. That probably makes your employees like it a little bit better too.
Oh my goodness, my staff, Francesca, one of my agents here, is yelled out loud in the office, "I love this!" that's no joke. Really, really happened, and that's because, agents and tour operators are dealing with the technology that's been out there for years, and that's been spreadsheets, and word processing software.
Yep.
And that's been prevalent in every business, and it's always been there, and everybody knows how to use it, and so they go back to the same old thing. But in reality, that same old thing is highly inefficient, and the hours saved or the hours wasted by old technology is amazing. And if you're trying to, a lot of these small businesses and medium size, even large tour operators, we're all on shoestring budgets. And that's the way our industry has worked for years. And so we need to become more efficient in the way that we operate in producing those unique experiences for our customers. And Travify, as itinerary builder, has definitely done that for us.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I think maybe it's time for me to tell a little story here. And that story is how Scott came about the Home Base Travel Agent Show, or how the Home Base Travel Agent Show came about Scott. Scott began listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and he's working for Travify. And he sent me off an email saying that he might be interested in sponsoring the show, at least a portion of it. And I said, well, we haven't typically done that before here on the Home Base Travel Agent Show. The suppliers and the guests that we have on here, Lorraine and I have those folks on here because, we like their product and we see that it's a value to travel agents. So this would be kind of something new for the show if I had a sponsor. And I also wanted to say that it would really kind of be nice to have a sponsor because I, up front, and never return, never get back, the expenses for putting the show together. So I said, well, if I could just at least recover some of the costs of producing the Home Base Travel Agent Show, pay server expenses and all the other little expenses that go into doing this type of thing, I said, well, that'd be great. So let's talk a little bit more and see what happens. So Scott and I came up with an arrangement where if a travel agent signs up for Travify, then a portion of that sign-up fee would come back to the Home Base Travel Agent Show to help support the show and help keep us going. It seems like every year it costs more and more to get the hosting accounts and server expenses paid. So we struck a deal. And the first part of that deal was, okay, this still is a show that has to be of value to travel agents, and it can't be a show that's just a commercial. So this has to be something that's valuable, as well as the product, if we're going to promote it here. And so here we are. I spent some time on Travify's site. I went through the site. It is very intuitive, like Rem said. It's a good tool. And if it wasn't a good tool, I wouldn't have Rem and Scott on the show and talking about this product. So the deal is, if you go to the Travify website at travify.com/travelagent, and you use the discount code or the promo code of HBTAS10, and that's the initials of the Home Based Travel Agent Show, so it's HBTAS10, and use that promo code, you get 10% off the price of, you know, starting your Travify membership. And on top of that, you get a 10-day free trial. So, you know, give it a try, you know, take it out for a test drive. So, Scott, what do you think?
Yeah, no, that's, I don't know what to say. No, I think that's a, you know, great, kind of summary. The thing that really attracted me to, you know, your show is you've been doing great stuff for the travel industry, you know, 2005, you know, 10 years. Holy cow.
Yeah.
You know, that's amazing. And, you know, 350 plus episodes, and listening to them, like, you guys, you put out such great content for the travel industry, from agents that are just getting into the business, or, you know, 20, 30 year veterans, that, you know, can pick up, you know, a new sales technique or a new technology technique or this new trend in this part of the world for destinations. You know, all of that great stuff. We love working with people that are just doing great things for the travel industry, because, you know, that's the family that we're a part of, and we want to be, you know, a great part of that. You know, and that's, you know, also kind of where Rem comes in. Of, he's been doing such cool things, and we love talking to our customers, and, you know, he's a customer of Travify, and Italy for Real just does really neat things, and it's exciting and rewarding for us at Travify to hear how we make his business a little bit better, and how we can make his employees happier, and they can focus more on the customer, more on, you know, putting together great experiences. That's what we love hearing about, and so it's been really cool to be able to team up together and, you know, be a part of the episode today.
And let me chime in real quick if I can.
Yeah.
And let me compliment Travify for kind of coming up with something that worked. I mean, that there's a lot of attempts out there, and so far we've probably gone through at least half a dozen that didn't work for us, that weren't right, and this one is right. And I'm not saying that because I, you know, am a customer of Travify. I'm saying that because I found Travify on the net and started using it, and was amazed how many check boxes it checked for the things I needed to do out of the gate. And I think in the future releases of Travify, they're going to, you know, listen to feedback from companies like Italy for Real and home-based agents, and they're going to make changes to their platforms that are going to make it even more efficient and better for us, that answer more of those questions about redundancy and time and mm-hmm. let us focus on building those things that are unique and special. You know, that's what we do. So Travify's got it spot on, really, really has.
Yeah, and you know, that's a really important point to us, is that we're a software company, and so the only way that we can learn is by talking with users and speaking with our customers, and so we're always, you know, making enhancements and trying to learn new things to figure out how we can create a better tool, itinerary tool, to create, you know, really showcase agents' expertise and showcase new experiences that travel agents and tour operators can put together for customers. So that's really what we strive for all the time, is, you know, learning and enhancing what we're doing for agents and for tour operators.
Yeah, great. Well, you know, it's been really great having you guys on the show.
And yeah, thank you.
You know, it's great to have Travify as a sponsor. And, you know, I don't know if we mentioned how to spell Travify, because I do this. I'm almost saying Travify, and it isn't. It's Travefy,
yes.
Travify.com. Yeah. And I noticed myself a couple times here during the show almost saying Travify, but it isn't. No L in there.
Yes, no, that's a good catch. So the whole idea is simplifying your travel, Travify. But yeah, that's Travify.com, TRAVEFY.com/travel agent. And just to reiterate, that code HBTAS10 for 10% off. It's a 10-day free trial, and just, you know, also for agents, it's a low cost product, you know, $9 a month annually, $16 a month, monthly. But we've tried to, price it accordingly to make it an easy, low cost, lightweight tool for travel agents to incorporate into their business.
Yeah. That's another thing that I was astounded by, you know, when I went in and started, trying your Travify out, trying out the website, was the low cost. I've signed up for some really expensive CMSs in the past, and in comparison, this is really a bargain.
It really is. It makes we have 5 agents, you know, so it makes us, we're going to be able to have an account for each one of them, and it's not going to kill us every month. It's gonna make it easier for us, and we can handle the impact. Because like I said, you know, even if you're a home-based agent, you know, we started in a garage, just like many companies did. Yeah. And you know, when you start out like that, or if you're just a one-off agent working out of their home, every dime counts. And they've made a really attractive pricing structure that makes it so that it's not a burden. Because like you said, there are some programs out there that can impact the bottom line quite a bit, and you may be able to get them going and keep them going for a while, but you know, extending that large impact per month is something that you really, you know, you might have to plan for. But Travify has made it really, really affordable and easy to implement for almost anybody in the biz.
That's great to hear.
Well, gentlemen, I appreciate it again for your time today and being on the show. And Scott, I appreciate you being a sponsor of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for, you know, what you do for the industry with the show, and thanks for having us. It's, you know, great to be here, and you know, I was excited that, you know, Rem would be on the show and be able to share some of his experiences as a tour operator, a practitioner, you know, doing it every day, building a company in the travel industry.
Yeah, and one last time, Rem, I promised you that I would do this. How do travel agents or anyone interested in tours to Italy get a hold of you?
Sure. On the web, italy4real.com, the number 4. Toll free, 1-800-554-5170. That's 1-800-554-5170. Or info@italyforreal.com on the web. And we're in our Seattle office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Great. And Scott, how do people get a hold of you if they would like?
Yeah, absolutely. So email me. I love talking to agents and tour operators. You can email me at Scott, S-C-O-T-T, @travefy.com. Otherwise, check out Travify for Travel Agents, our itinerary tool. That's travify.com/travel agent, or just do a Google search for Travify Travel Agent. Thank you again so much for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome. And if you all go over to Travify, don't forget to use the promo code HBTAS10, get your 10% off, and get a 10-day free trial, and help the home-based travel agent show out here a little bit with the expenses that we have. So anyhow, you can get a hold of me, and I'm Barry Kantz, and the email address is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, @hometravelagent.net, and you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, and all of those are the initials of the home-based travel agent show. And once again, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rem and Scott, for the great information. And I have to tell you that Rem has offered to come back to the show, maybe doing some short takes, telling stories about funny things that's happened on his tours to Italy. In fact, after we finished the recording, he told us one of the stories, and it's hilarious. So I really look forward to that. And we'll have some fun doing that. Now, I want to thank Travify for being a sponsor to the show. You can check out Travify's great itinerary builder, and you can do all that for free for 10 days and get 10% off Travify's already low price of $9.95 per month just by using the promo code HBTAS10, HBTAS10. That's the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show and the number 10. And I really appreciate your support by checking out Travify. It helps us keep things going here at the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. Now, the show notes and all the links we talked about today can be found at hometravelagent.net, and you can join our Facebook page at facebook.com/HBTAS, again, the initials of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and you can also email me at barry@hometravelagent.net, and that's Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, @hometravelagent.net. So I want to thank you for listening. Stay healthy and have safe travels. Bye, everyone.